Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, May 6th, 2019. Today, in 1999, Germany's first same-sex wedding ceremony was celebrated in Hamburg. However, this so-called Hamburg marriage model did not give rise to any rights or obligations. Several irregularities have been reported 3.5 weeks before the European elections on May 26th. In some cases, EU citizens entitled to vote were inadvertently removed from the electoral register. In others, postal ballots were sent several times. This is part of a series of mishaps at elections in Berlin, in which, for example, one day after elections, vote boxes with ballots were found abandoned in the city area. The two current breakdowns have now been cleared up, according to the Office of the State Election Commissioner, but it will still take a few days before all false deletions from the lists are identified and the persons concerned are written to. On Thursday, a Belgian woman contacted the Berliner Zeitung after finding out she wasn't on the electoral roll at all, and this despite the fact that she was notified in January that she was already in the register. All EU citizens entitled to vote had until yesterday to register. Anyone who registers or is already registered will be reported to their home country. This is to prevent someone, for example, from going to vote twice, here and in their home country. About 260,000 EU citizens with voting rights are currently registered in Berlin, but at last count, only about 110,000 had registered on the electoral roll. How many people have already been entered in the register is not currently clear. As Berlin Briefing reported last week, two little homes, inhabited by two previously homeless men, were torn down for the Maifest at Marianenplatz. On April 30th, an excavator had arrived and destroyed the two wooden houses. The district office cited security concerns as a reason after talks with the police. Now, it turns out that the demolition might not have been intended and was probably illegal. According to City Councilor Florian Schmidt, something went wrong with the mission. He is also annoyed that the homes were destroyed and explained that demolishing them, quote, was not the assignment. The police are now investigating criminal charges for damage to property. Jörg Richard, CEO of Corona Sozialgenossenschaft, confirmed that it was clear from the start that the two tiny houses could not be left standing on Marianenplatz, but had to be moved to the site of the neighboring Wagenburg. The two inhabitants rejected that. The district office decided in February that the homes would only be tolerated until the end of April. Before the demolition, there were several attempts by Karuna as well to persuade the two inhabitants to move the two cottages at least to the area of the St. Thomas Church. The men also refused, even just before the excavator moved in. Karuna boss Richard believes that the district office should have communicated more clearly to the company commissioned that the homes should not have been torn down, but only moved. In any case, Berlin needed a concept for dealing with the tiny homes, which are also emerging in other cities around the world and are important for helping the homeless. In autumn, Corona will present a new generation which are not flammable. According to Tiny House's boss, Lüdecke, one of the inhabitants had his official registration address in his tiny house, also entered on his identity card. Whether this is true and whether a demolition had been ordered, the district office could not answer on Thursday. A week ago, the police's legal department also investigated. The result is that little houses are legally to be regarded as dwellings, and they are protected according to the fundamental law, stating, quote, the dwelling is inviolable, and a search requires a judge's decision. According to the police note, the homes can also be registered as residences in individual cases and can be regarded as a summonable address for official mail. The Berlin AfD politician Jessica Biesmann, who has been criticized for controversial photos, is allowed to stay in the party for the time being. The state arbitration court of the AfD gave her a warning and attached conditions to her remaining in the party. However, according to Berlin AfD spokesman Ronald Glaser, the AfD State Executive Committee continues with a party exclusion procedure. Now, the case lies with the Federal Arbitration Court of the AfD. Last year, photos had appeared in which Biesmann posed on a kitchen counter in front of wine bottles with Hitler labels. After they became public, she stated that she regretted the existence of the pictures, which she had posted about 10 years ago on a social network. In November, the AfD faction in the Berlin House of Representatives had ruled out Biesmann because of the incident. Wine bottles with Hitler's image and Nazi slogans on the label are traded freely in Italy. In Germany, the commercial trade of such products is prohibited, as is the dissemination and public use of the marks of a Nazi organization. If you want to get married in Berlin, you must plan far in advance. Currently, more than 1,300 marriage applications are currently open in the capital. According to a report by the Berliner Courier, 36 positions for registrars are open in the city. In addition, the online scheduling of appointments is currently not working. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.